Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. This was a scripture that spoke to me. God encouraged me in it. It is just a short word to encourage those in the body of Christ today. Family of God, when, not if, but when you have overwhelming difficulties in your life, sickness comes upon your life. Maybe it's in the area of finances. It's in the area of relationships. But these things seem to be overtaking you. There are some who are listening to me that when it comes, and from the very moment that it hits you, it is so intense that you are taken off guard. And it's as if that you are taking under and cannot come up. But for some who are listening today, this will begin as a slow dripping faucet. Like you have in your bathroom at night and you hear this drip, drip. But as time goes on, it becomes a flood. And you feel as though you are drowning. And all of these difficulties or sickness or financial problems, relationship. But you begin to pray. Children of God begin to pray. And you begin to ask God to intervene. To intervene in all of these things. To heal you. To deliver you. But all of these things remain. The difficulties, the financial problems, the sickness, the relationship problems, they're still there. They're not leaving you. Causing you to pray more intensely because God's children know then that they have to bear down and there has to be more prayer. Your prayers become intense. Not only are you praying now and praying intensely, you begin to search the Word of God, looking for scriptures that bring you comfort, that give you answers, that give light to your place of suffering. You begin then to commit those scriptures to your memory, reciting the scriptures to yourself out loud. That is to build your faith, to bring to God in prayer His Word. You begin to take that Word and you lift it before God. And when you lift up your head after prayer, all of the affliction increases. It intensifies. You probably say, "How is this encouraging?" Just hang on. Now causing your prayers, see, there's a change. For some, God allows this over weeks, months, years, decades. But then your prayers change again. Your eyes are overflowing with tears. You are pleading and pouring out your heart to God in repentance. Everything that you have ever done comes to your mind. And you remember those things and you just bring it all before the Lord, repenting. Years go by and nothing changes except your prayers. Your prayers change. They are now, "Lord, your will, not mine." Something else changes. Praise fills your mouth. Something else changes in you. Thankfulness pours from your lips. Years and decades have passed. And every morning that you get up in your secret prayer closet with the Lord, it's always life as usual. And then there's that one morning you get up. And now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. You look up and you see Jesus walking on the sea. He is walking on all of the difficulties, the sickness, the financial problems, the relationships that have come upon your life. They do not and they cannot stop Jesus from coming to you. He is walking on the raging waves, the roaring sea, the howling wind. He passes through, and the darkest darkness, he gives light. Jesus is walking over everything that has brought you to that place. He is walking over the difficulties. He's walking over the sickness. He's walking over the grief. He's walking over the loss of finances. He's walking over the loss of relationships or turmoil. And he is calling to you to come to him. He is standing in the midst of those things that you think that are drowning you. And he says, come to me. And he extends his hand open to you. His eyes are looking at you. And he is speaking to you and you hear his voice. Just as you were going under. And his hand lifts you up. Because when Jesus comes on the water in the fourth watch of the night, that is the last watch. And Jesus comes walking over all of that. It is time for your deliverance. Amen. Dear family of God, to those precious saints who are suffering, do not give up in these days or the days ahead. For suffering must come, but Jesus, the last watch, we call the last watch, but in his perfect timing, he is coming. He is coming. Amen. Amen.